Our guest today is local author Brennan McPherson. Brennan has just published his second book. It's called Flood, The Story of Noah and the Family Who Raised Him. It's a fictional take on the world's greatest flood. Hello, Brennan.
Hi.
Exciting times, huh?
Yeah, it is. And thank you for having me here.
Sure. I remember when your first book, Cain, came out, and just what an amazing work that was. And now you've written a second novel. Tell us about Flood.
Yeah, Flood begins before Noah's parents even meet each other and then continues on after Noah is born and follows him through his whole life as he grows up into the man that he became. Shows how he turned into the man who walked with God, who God remembered and saved in the flood. It's an intense story, and it's a very fast-paced story. And of course, there's a lot of creative liberty taken because it needs to be. There's so little given to us in the scriptures, but Of course, I fitted everything into the original Hebrew text and studied it very intensely. Interestingly enough, it's also talked a lot about in the New Testament, so I used a lot of those verses as additional background and support.
You call it a biblical fantasy. Tell us what that means.
Well, biblical fiction in general is considered more of a historical fiction genre. There's a lot of historical detail given. We know a lot about Israel. We know a lot about Babylon, their architecture, their people subgroups, their culture, how they lived, even their medicine. But for the time period of the flood, we know nothing but what little we're given in the Bible. We don't know what their buildings were like. All that was destroyed in the flood. We don't know what their culture was like, what religions they might have had. So it is very speculative. And for that reason, it reads more like fantasy, and you have to take it more like fantasy because you just can't take it too seriously.
Hmm. What inspired you to write a book about Flood, about Noah, about his family?
It's a unique story, and it's also one of the most controversial stories in the Bible. I had friends in college who decided that they couldn't believe in the God of the Bible because they couldn't reconcile who they viewed as a tyrant in Genesis 6 with the God of mercy of the New Testament.
And note that you went to a Christian college, correct?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a strange experience for me hearing that from multiple people. And, you know, I would talk to them and say, well, can't you just even imagine one scenario in which God could be seen as merciful for sending the flood? Because I could. And they said, well, no, I absolutely can't. So I wanted to just apply my imagination and conjure up one scenario in which God could be seen as completely merciful for sending the flood. Because the story really does center around God's mercy. Genesis 6 through 9 is structured poetically as what's called a polystrophe. It's a structure that turns back on itself, and the middle point is the axis and the focus point of the entire story. And that middle point is God remembering Noah and the animals and having mercy on them. So the literal and figurative centerpiece of the entire story is God's mercy, not his judgment. And it is one of the most powerful stories of God's mercy and love, and I wanted to show that.
Mm. What do you hope that readers will take away from this book?
I hope that they'll see that the God of the New Testament is the God of the Old Testament. The covenants were different in those time periods, but God was the same. And the way that he wanted us to worship him, you know, the form of that might have changed, but the heart of it was always the same. You know, in Hebrews 11, we're told that all of the old patriarchs were saved by faith, not by works. Abraham, Noah, you know, Abel, all of them going all throughout the Old Testament. It was by faith because of Christ's sacrifice. So God is the same in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and that's what I hope people take away from it, that they can see that in a very real way. Fiction, you know, impacts your emotions, your heart. Nonfiction tends to impact your intellect, and many times we can get something on an intellectual level, but to actually experience it and to know it on a heart level, believe it on a heart level, is something different completely. It's deeper. Hmm.
You know, I like how you brought in like Noah's grandfather and great-grandfather, Methuselah and Enoch. Tell us a little bit about that. Don't give too much away.
Well, they're really interesting people. And obviously, they're in the lineage. They were alive when Noah was alive. Not Enoch, but Methuselah was. Methuselah, obviously the oldest living person in recorded history. He died the year of the flood. Interestingly enough, mm-hmm. And his name means his death shall bring judgment. Mm. And his father is talked about as being the world's first prophet. It says that he prophesied of the Christ's coming. And he was the one who named Methuselah, Methuselah. His death shall bring judgment. Enoch is also one of two people in the Bible who never died, the other one being Elijah. So very, very interesting family tree. And I wanted to explore their stories and how they would have impacted Noah's life, who he became.
Who do you think this book is for? Who's really going to enjoy reading Flood, the story of Noah and the family who raised him?
It's a very blatantly Christian book. And yet, I think that fans of secular fiction will really, really love it. It's very fast-paced. It's intense and it's dark. You know, the time period was very dark. Genesis 6 says that the thoughts of man were only evil continually and that the world was filled with violence. It has a universal draw because everyone knows Noah. Everyone knows the story of Noah in the ark. It's something that I've found a lot of non-Christians are very interested in. So I do hope that it finds a wide audience among non-Christians because, you know, they many times take offense to the story rather than seeing it for what it is. And I hope that they can read it, see it for what it is, and perhaps decide that they want to get to know the God of the Bible a little more.
And in this story, you see God's mercy and you see his redemption through it all.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. So if people want to find out more about the book, where can they go?
They can go to floodnovel.com. There they can get more information and read a bio and find anything that they might need.
All righty. Well, thank you. Again, our guest today has been Brennan McPherson, local author and works for the Salvation Poem Foundation as well. A husband and a daddy to a precious little girl named Willow. So we're so glad to have you here today, Brennan, and just wish you all the best with your new book. What's on the horizon?
More books. Of course.
This is your passion, isn't it? So what story's next? You going to give us any clues?
Well, I got a couple stories lined up, and I'm trying to decide which one to go through first. Next one up in this series is a book about the Tower of Babel. And I also am working on a series of novellas with other authors based on the Psalms. And then there's other ones as well, but I'll leave those.
Oh, sounds good. Again, if you would like to find out more about Brennan's new book, Flood, the Story of Noah and the Family Who Raised Him, you can find that at floodnovel.com. Thanks again, Brennan.
Thank you.